lectures them. So continuing on water chemistry, we're now into the redox section, and redox chemistry and acid-base chemistry are the big deal in water. So for reduction and oxidation, we have to spot which things are being oxidised, which things are being reduced. So back to our first year rules for that, what's the oxidation state on our piece of organic matter over here on the carbon? Zero. Yeah, everybody cool with that? Minus two on the oxygen, plus one times two on the hydrogen, putting a zero onto there. And over here on the carbon, yeah, plus four. Yeah, so oxidized or reduced? Zero to plus four. I love the way that works. Oxidized, folks. Yeah, oxidized. Remember, you've got to be absolutely rock solid with that. If the thing gets more positive, it's been oxidized. If it gets more negative, it's being reduced. But it's always the definition of more. So in this case, then, we're taking our organic matter. We're using oxygen. What's the oxidation state here? Zero over this side. Yeah, so it's become more negative, so that thing's been reduced. So we've coupled something that's being oxidized with something that's been reduced. As a result, if we have enough organic matter floating around, in a creek, it will deplete the oxygen concentration, which is what you guys were doing in the prac, measuring the BOD to find out how much organic matter is present. And if it's sufficiently high BOD, then you will remove all of the oxygen and sharks that are floating around your average creek will die, which is not too surprising. Looking at this one here, algae then using nitrate as a source of nitrogen to build up proteins and other molecules. These guys then, we can see the nitrogen here, we're looking at plus 4, has to be minus 3 on there to put a plus 1 there. So we're going from minus 3, and over this side, it's minus 6, which means you've got to have plus 5 over here to put a minus 1 there. So as a result, this guy then has been oxidized or reduced. So we've gone from minus 3 to plus 5. Fully oxidized. Yep, okay. So that means that again, if you have a look what's gone, the oxygen's 0 to minus 2. So, it's a very common situation that we're carrying out these sort of redox processes. Microorganisms catalyze a lot of them because they're one of the most flexible classes of organisms in terms of being able to use redox chemistry to drive their own metabolic processes. So in this case here, reduction of iron 3 to iron 2. There's a Gibbs free energy associated with that of 114 kilojoules per mole. You can see its energy being released, so the organism is able to use that energy to go and build complex molecules of its own. It has to be coupled together, so that reduction then is then coupled to an oxidation, taking our organic matter, turning it into our bicarbonate over here, where the carbon is in exactly the same oxidation state as carbon dioxide up above. Often, acid-base and redox processes are coupled together, and so in the course of carrying out a redox process, we can change the pH of the water. So you have to watch for those two things happening at the same time. So in this case here, we can see that our iron 2 plus, what's the geometry about that iron? Octahedral, yeah. You've got six water molecules. Each of those waters behaves as a ligand with binding through oxygen to the iron, with six sites in the geometry of octahedral. So we're going from a soluble iron 2 plus complex to an insoluble iron hydroxide colloid. And in the course of that, we find that the water molecule is actually broken apart to a hydroxide and an H plus. So we change the pH of the water simultaneously with changing